Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, joining us here on Pomp and Joe. We have a full house, limits to my left, Bob across the table. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday right around noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. So how much of the frozen frenzy, every team in action, did you watch the other night, Tyler? And what did you make of the end of the Penguin game right before the shootout when all hell broke loose and they decided to give Sid and Zegras a misconduct, but for the purposes of the frozen frenzy, all this advertising they did, this is the NHL on ESPN, let's watch all these games. Sidney Blanking Crosby didn't get a chance to participate in the shootout. Was that the right call?
I don't know if it was the right call. I think it was a call. Hopefully, what I like with the NHL, they kind of swiped it under the carpet because Sid did leave the bench.
Yeah, but that was the end of the game. There's a difference to me. There's a difference, I think, in how it's written, don't you? If you leave the bench mid period and there's something going on, then now you've crossed the line. At the end of the game, you could just get on the ice because you think the game is over, right?
Yeah, but when you leave and you cross the line to go get another player, right? When you leave, it's because where does it stop? Because usually, say if something like someone would have suckered Sid or something would have happened, it would have been a melee, right?
For sure, but I think so many guys seem to leave the benches and so many were involved in this that if I'm an official, I'm saying to myself, listen, we'll sort all this crap out later. Sidney Crosby's going to participate in this shootout
so is Zegras,
for the
who's
NHL
the best
safe.
In what he does.
Yeah, Zegras, that's
best.
What he's there for. And like Sid is not probably the best at shootouts. He's scored one or two this year, but
everybody wants to see him.
Right. Especially it's there.
In that
especially that night.
The frozen frenzy.
Like I like the idea of the frozen frenzy, but like you only watch so many games, but you know, I always wonder, is it worth bringing a player in that just is good at shootouts? Because the Penguins have not won a shootout in a long, long time. Mm.
And they're big points. You're right about that. But it's like having a guy on your team. Like, it's tough. If he doesn't have a prominent role, what do you do with him? You just wait him for shootouts. You may never get there. Who was the Penguin who was really good at that back in the day?
Eric Christensen. Did you know him?
Yeah, I play with him.
Yeah.
Why was he
so good at that?
Well, you have to have a really good set of hands, right? You have to be so shifty. You got to be so deceptive with, like, where you're shooting, confidence. You have to have, like, three moves that you can do without thinking about it, just depending on where the goalie is in the net. And who else was, like, phenomenal at shootouts at the beginning of their career?
Letang.
I think
he didn't get the call the other night. I was a little surprised by that.
Because he hasn't been great at shootouts. Like, know what happened to Letang? He changed his curve. He went from having a certain curve. Now, when you look at a stick, he's got this banana, and it's more for, like, shooting from the point and dragging the puck. Before, it was kind of like a... not straight-ish, but it was a little bit more straight where he can use his backhand more. Mm-hmm. But Letang was phenomenal. And the one thing I wanted to see, and I think they do need to work, they need to know who's going every time.
Let me ask you a quick question. Can you? I think you can. Couldn't he just use a different stick for the shootout?
Yeah, that's like using a different club. You know what I mean? That's like, oh, like instead of using a 5-iron, why don't you just use a pitching wedge? Mm-hmm. Like it means a lot. You know, like that. Guys can tell from their tape, like everything. Even looking down and see different tape, and it throws off a hockey player. But when we were good in shootouts, so I always think in 09 and when Dan was here, we were so good at shootouts. One, we knew who our shootouts guys were. Like you kind of knew where you were in the list. And two, we used to work on it all the time. After every practice, we'd have this. It would
make
called
sense.
A mustache boy. So if you lost, you'd have to wear a mustache for a month, and all the boys loved it because, you know, the goalies would, you know, let certain guys score. So like a Matt Cook would have to ride a mustache for the month or whatever.
What was your career record? And did you score in a shootout?
I've scored a shootout, but I was more surprised I got picked, to be honest. You know, I was like, oh boy. But I remember I went in Florida, I had two goals. He's like, he's riding a hot hand, but I wasn't very good at shootouts.
What's the key? For any shooter, really. I know you have to have hands,
and
obviously.
May I add to that? What about the guys who crawl in there and just go so slow? Ferraro the other night said he doesn't.
No,
that's a bad move.
The Flyers put out there. I forget who he was, but it's almost like he's skating in quicksand. He didn't move at all, making it a little easier for the goalie, I thought.
So when they change speeds, when you go fast, what it does, it really screws up the goalie for depth in the net. So if you come in really fast, the goalie backs up really quick. And then if you slow down, he's already backed in the back of the net. Now you have a different option of shooting, right? And when you go slow, think of a goalie. It's hard for him to move very slowly back. They're used to making quick movements. Like, there's a big science behind it. And when you see guys, you know, come really wide, you know, just certain shoulder drops, like,
yeah,
it's a lot. And I think now what's happening is even when I played, they would have, when you go into NHL dressing room, they have a breakdown of every player, what they're good, what they're bad, and even the goalies. But now what they're doing, if there's a shootout, there's a guy up top telling them, okay, he's very weak on a short side. You got to, if you go backhand, forehand, go shelf on him. They're telling.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought that was done prior to. I didn't know it was like a.
Yeah, they're telling.
It's like
guys,
a quarterback getting the play in, and then all of a sudden the electronics shut off after a certain amount of time.
You still have to make your own judgment, but that helps with it, you know. But it's confidence. It's being able to, like, move down the ice, making moves, dropping shoulders, faking without looking at the puck. That's why usually guys with great hands have, you know, go in the shootout.
Christensen was 14 of 23. Yeah, that's 61%. Who's the second greatest Penguin percentage-wise, let's say 15 or more attempts after Christensen? The second best percentage-wise. Limits, you go time. First. Wrong.
What's the name start with?
Jay.
Oh, I got it.
Who?
Caulfield.
Yoldiokin.
I like that pick. Who?
Jokinen.
No. You see Jokinen?
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm talking with the Penguins specifically.
Oh.
and they had to have taken at least 15 attempts.
Besides Christensen.
The name begins with J, the first name.
What's the last name? Start with.
Then you'll get it. N, James Neal. How about them apples?
I would never have thought that.
He was 9 never for 19, that. Bob, for 47.4%.
That's pretty good. What's Crosby's job. Numbers? He's taken a million of them.
He's unbelievable because he's taken it so many. 106.
106
shots, and he scored on 39% of them. That is incredible.
That's a really good number, yes.
Like his numbers.
Keep that in mind in case the gold medal. Would the gold medal ever go to a shootout, or did they keep playing overtime?
No, they keep playing, I think.
Remember in Oshie?
That was Oshie, but I think they've changed that, haven't they? Or will they still do it? I don't like the fact that you can keep using the same guy over and over, though.
I don't think that's very
accurate in trying to determine a team depth, a team champion.
Who's the greatest Penguin, including Christensen, 5 or more attempts? 5 or more attempts.
So this is a limited sample size.
This guy's the greatest Penguin of all time on shootouts, but he only took 6 so far. I just gave away that he's an active player. Wrong.
Wait. Okay. You just wrong. What's right about this?
You ready?
Now you're putting pressure on
Rust?
Me.
I know. Yes.
Brian Rust
is 5 for 6.
He's pretty good at it, yeah.
Did he do it
the other night? I don't remember now the order of which. I know
Koivunen ended it.
He was the first, and I was a little surprised, but then again, he's new, and they may have thought, okay.
It's called hockeycentral.co. I hope it's up to date, or else I'm telling everybody wrong information.
You knew
who's the best ever in hockey at doing it? I'm just curious.
Can you look that up, Limits? Who's the best shootout player ever?
I would send Kindle. If I was Muse, I'd send Kindle.
Well, I think that's why he sent Koivunen. Just because he's new, and I don't think they...
Who's the worst Penguin on shootouts? Let's say 10 or... And it says here you were 0-for-3 in your Penguin career.
Oh, Jesus, don't say that.
0-0-0.
No, but you have company. Guess who else was 0-for-3? Mario.
Same talent.
There you go. Mario and Kennedy were a combined 0-for-6.
Minimum of how many shots, Joe?
No, it doesn't matter. Just give me the best shooting percentage.
Well, no, at least 3 shots. Who was the worst ever? We don't want to make it Kennedy.
We're talking about best ever.
This guy had a devil of a time scoring, Bob.
Okay.
He had a devil of a time scoring. Come on!
That's a whole New Jersey roster forever.
No! This Penguin had a devil of a time...
Tom Fitzgerald.
Miroslav Satan. Shetan.
Shetan.
I love that guy, too.
He was 0-for-4.
Imagine getting him on.
That would be great. And who was the worst Penguin of all time, 10 or more shots on the shootout? Wrong.
This Malkin.
Guy? Nope. You won't believe it. You already mentioned his name today.
Oh, I have a good question for you, and you won't answer this one unless you look at my screen right now, which I don't think you're trying
I can't
to
see
do it. Yes,
what?
You did.
I didn't go to school. No, I swear I didn't.
You did.
No, I swear to God.
I saw what you did.
Who's the worst Penguin?
I can't trust you on a golf course. If you're going to do this here, you're going to cheat on a golf course.
10 or more shots, the worst Penguin of all time on the shootouts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Oh. other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You mentioned one of them already.
Is he playing?
No. And one of them used to play with Sid.
Jokinen.
UC Jokinen was only 3-for-10.
Okay, the best.
We bring him in.
Here's
that.
A question for you, and it says Pittsburgh ties the best shooting percentage ever in the history of shootouts.
Hold on. The other bad one was who? He played with Sid.
Kunitz.
Nope.
No, Dupuy.
Dupuy, 3-for-10. Good old Duper.
Best
wasn't so
shooting
super.
Percentage all time. Shooting percentage, not necessarily
Mario.
The
TJ Oshie.
It has Penguin ties.
Mario was 0-for-3.
I didn't say Mario.
Oh. Didn't you just
the
say
the highest
Mario?
Active guy right now in the NHL is Braden Point. But who's the all-time leader in percentage converted on shootout goals?
Ovi?
No.
No.
Penguin has a Penguin tie. It's a Penguin. It's a former Penguin.
It's a former Penguin?
Yeah. Is he still playing? No.
Is he still playing?
Former.
Are you sure, Bob? I'm looking at something different from the NHL site.
He's on ChatGPT.
Wait, are you looking at something I'm not looking at?
I'm looking at NHL.com's records of highest shootout
okay,
scoring
no,
percentage.
Okay, no, 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 I see this is a different category.
Attempts.
I'm sorry. This is best career shooting percentage overall.
Oh, well, that would be
that's
interesting.
Craig Simpson.
Craig Simpson.
Yeah. That's interesting. Craig Simpson. Right. Craig Simpson.
Behind
I
him,
have said
Charlie
that.
Simmer. Remember Charlie Simmer?
Oh, yeah. L.A. Kings here. And a hell of a mustache. Who's the greatest shootout player of all time? Let's guess at that. T.J. Oshie?
Wrong.
I know he wanted attempts. To say that.
Well, who's a guy in Dallas?
Ten play? Or more attempts. Oh, yeah.
Zuboff?
Sergei Zuboff. He was a former Penguin, too.
Eric you know, Christensen.
How about...
Christensen is 16th.
What? There's somebody with 10 or more attempts?
How about
attempts?
Miro Hiskinen, the guy from Dallas? He takes him once in a while. I don't know if he's a
Hiskinen.
He is not in the top five.
Okay. Well,
who was the best breakaway?
There are two active players in the top five.
Holy ostrich milk. Two active players?
Yeah.
McDavid?
McDavid.
No.
No, he falls into the same category. I think an elite player is not good at
Panarin.
That for some reason.
Yes, Panarin is third. 58.7%. 27 goals on 46 shots for Artemi Panarin. How about that?
You know, this is where I screwed up. Because I always thought I would play their percentages. And I'd be like, the more shots I got in net, if I got, this is how I honestly thought, and it probably wasn't the smartest way to think. If I got 3 to 4 shots a game, by 4 games, having 16 shots, one's got to squeak in there.
I like that theory.
Yeah, well, it didn't work, so.
Hey, you still had 70. How many goals did you have in
almost
your
career? Almost 100.
Yeah, almost 100 goals.
I had 100 goals in the NHL.
It's 100 more than limits, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
They were big goals. You got to score.
You
right
scored
guy.
Some
they were
big goals, out. Man.
Qualify.
One of the biggest in Penguins history in game 6 of the finals. I'll tell you that much.
Was it all downhill after that tic-tac-toe goal that you scored, TK?
Like Crowley
that's
said.
It pretty much when I left downhill. The Penguins, I went downhill.
I loved your reaction to that. Like you're like, okay, do I want to fight him or do I want to answer this?
Well, I just thought it was like a tough question.
Yeah, tough know? Question. Yeah.
Like that wasn't nice, you know? Like,
I
know. To my face.
Oh. He was just in here this morning too. They were face to face, but he was a nameless gray face to Tyler Kennedy.
Who's number one limits? Tell us.
Petteri Neumelin from Minnesota.
Neumelin. Newman.
Newman? Who else? Who's He's second?
In. Trevor Zegras.
Now, Zegras How about is that? Very good. That's Zegras. Why he and Crosby to end this conversation.
Good thing that they kept Zegras and Crosby out of a shootout on the frozen
right.
frenzy.
And even if you're going to do whatever later, just okay, you guys are not. We're not going to throw you out of the game. Not at this juncture.
Zegras, that's all he's. That's his game, right? That's he's a playmaker, goal scorer.
Then I would have loved to see Shelos come out and just before he ever got the shot off, just tackle him or something.
Do you think? Do you think there's going to be a response by the Penguins to Zegras?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it'll come
who,
late.
Who? From
Achari.
Who? From who, though?
Achari would be the guy looking for it, but he won't be on.
I Weatherspoon.
Think, no, yeah.
No, I think it'll be Chris Letang. He gets really? gets his fuse going a little bit.
Oh, Chris is like very, like when those wires cross, watch over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's one of those guys who could do it to him.
And Chris is like a left-handed puncher. like he's a lefty.
Hard to prepare for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, when I saw him fight Timo in, who's a guy in Philadelphia? Timonen?
Yeah. Timonen, yeah.
If one would have connected, he would have killed him.
Chris Kunitz almost broke that guy in half in Philly. Do you remember that hit?
Behind the, like,
yeah,
coming
behind
around
the net. Yeah. Oh my God.
No, that's what I missed.
He was an underrated hitter.
As wild as that, you know.
How did he do that? He used to just light.
Series, yeah. That was one of the most ridiculous series I've ever seen.
That was great.
Fights, brawls, a million goals.
But I mean, that was entertaining.
Oh, entertaining. Highly entertaining.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. That was fantastic.
Tyler Kennedy left the building.
It's like 15. It felt like 10 minutes.
I know.
Doesn't it, though?
Time flies when you're
having
fun.
It's always,
can we play golf next week? I'll just knock on your door. You live right on a golf course, right?
Yeah. Maybe me, you, and Wayne and Bob.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
Boy, that'd be nice, Bob.
Could I drive the cart?
You could be my caddy. I need one.
Nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.